Hello everybody, it's Install23 back in our video. The purpose of this video is to show that Christians should reject heretics. We're not supposed to associate ourselves with them, but rather we're supposed to separate and remove ourselves from them. This is the proper action to take when confronted with somebody who teaches and preaches heresy or believes in heresy. The proper action is not to burn them at the stake or to torture them like the Roman Catholic Church did. And it's also not to just associate with them and to be friends with them and accept them into our churches and ignore their differences in doctrine like some of the modern-day ecumenical Protestant churches are doing. But rather, the Bible says in Titus chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. But what exactly does this mean? Well, it means that we shouldn't have association with the heretics whatsoever. Rather, we should remove them and bar them from our churches and separate ourselves from them so that their heresy doesn't spread to people who maybe are on the verge of being saved or people who are saved but who don't really walk in the Spirit or don't really read their Bible and who might fall into some false doctrine. But what even is a heresy? What is that defined as? Now, the Roman Catholic Church has historically just defined a heresy as anything that's against what their religion teaches, even though their religion is really against the teachings of the apostles and of the early church and of Jesus Christ himself. But a heretic is actually somebody who causes factions and divisions within the church by teaching false doctrine. They split apart the body, which should be united and unified in the faith, which is given so clearly in the Word of God. And we see this in 1 Corinthians 11, 18-19, this definition of heresy, where it says, first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. So here are those who make divisions are compared with the existence of heresies among the church. And Paul is recognizing the fact that there are going to be people who split apart and who teach things and doctrines contrary to the faith, contrary to sound doctrine, which is taught clearly in the Bible. However, we should be united in faith. We should be united in the main doctrines which are taught in the Word of God. As it says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 2, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. In the book of Acts, when it talks about the first church in Jerusalem, it says that they were of one mind or of one accord in prayer and supplication. We all have the same spirit. We all have the same Spirit of God living inside us. However, those who are heretics don't have the Spirit at all. They don't have the same Spirit. Rather, they're those who are infiltrators, people who are not saved, who are trying to infiltrate the churches, seeking to destroy us, either for their own personal financial gain or just because they hate Christians or because they're demon-possessed or whatever it is, or they're just completely deceived. Now, the Bible predicts that this is definitely going to happen. It says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, but there are false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they be with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Now notice how it says in verse 1 that they privily shall bring in damnable heresies. That word privily there means that they're going to do it in secret. They're doing it privately. That's basically the modern day word for privily. It's like Judas Iscariot. He wasn't saved and he didn't really believe on the Lord. And even though Jesus was aware of this, none of the apostles were aware of this. They didn't know that Judas was a false apostle until he betrayed Jesus. The book of Jude also talks about these people, mentioning that there are ungodly men who have crept in unawares. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul writes about how the ministers of Satan are transformed or disguised into ministers of light. So there's people who creep into churches, ungodly men, people who are not actually saved, people who don't actually believe in the truth, who are coming in order to destroy us from the inside. They're infiltrators. This is the unfortunate truth that there will be heretics. There will be people who are dividing us as the unified body of Christ. But we shouldn't let this distract us from doing the work of Christ. We shouldn't let this distract us from doing what Jesus Christ sent us to do. If we're truly saved, the teachings of the heretics will sometimes be easy to detect, and we can easily avoid them. But We need to do what the Bible says about heretics and not go with our own understanding of how to deal with them. Instead, we need to deal with them according to what the scripture tells us to do. So what are we to do about these false prophets and these false teachers? Again, as it says in Titus 3:10, we're supposed to reject them. Don't allow them into the churches. Don't listen to them. Don't speak to them. Shun them. Get them out of your life. Completely reject them from even associating with you. We've already seen this in Titus 3:10, but there's other verses on this matter. In 2 Corinthians 16:22, it says, "If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha." 2 John 1:9-11, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." And then in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6-9, it says, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which ye have received, let him be accursed. As we said before, so now I say again, if any man preach any other gospel than that we have received, let him be accursed." So these are other examples using other phrases to illustrate the rejection of heretics. It says, "Don't receive them into your houses," in 2 John. "Don't bid him Godspeed. Let him be accursed. Let him be anathema," which is itself a curse implying that they've been marked as one rejected. And finally, in the book of Romans, it says in Romans 16:17, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, so it be a heresy, and avoid them." So we're to mark these people, meaning keeping them in mind, identify who these people are, and we need to do everything we can to avoid them. This is the rejection that the Bible teaches. We need to completely get them out of their lives. That's how to deal with false teachers. It's not to just murder them like the Roman Catholics do. It's not to ignore the problem and just continue to allow them to go to our churches and just to be friends with them, even if they teach something that's contrary to the Bible. It's to do everything in our power to evade them and their teachings. That's how you get rid of heresy, and that's what the Bible says. So, thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.